Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. We're having a bit of a slight technical problem here. Got a slight cold, but I don't want to be off the air. So I hope you're getting the show here. And today is March 30th. Interesting things today in the have occurred. Today, Ron. Okay. Got a little problem with the control board here, so we'll have to wait for this to go through. Excuse me. Causing this problem. That, folks, we have a little problem here. Anyway, I'm going to have to replace something here. This is March 30th, and today is an interesting day in history. Today, 1533, Henry VIII divorced his wife, Catherine of Aragon, because he couldn't get a divorce. She couldn't bear him children. And back up on my switchboard now, thank God. And he started the Anglican Church, or what they call the English Catholic Church. And you hear the term when the monarch is crowned defender of the faith. Well, Henry VIII was brilliant. He spoke several languages, wrote music, spoke Latin, and he had written a volume, a treatise in defense of the Roman Catholic Church before he got estranged from it, and he got the title defender of the faith. So that's where that comes from. Also today, the longest reigning queen mother in English history died, known as Queen Mum, and she died at 100, at age 101. Every day, she in the afternoon, she liked to have a glass of scotch, and she had some gay help working for her, and they would be fighting among themselves or being bitchy. And so she got tired of it one day, and she says, "Look, this old queen wants a drink, so go and get it," something like that. Also today, interesting about the Russians, they take advantage of what other people do and using their resources. At the end of World War II, in 1945, the Russians were coming in from the east, and they entered Austria. And they kicked, in Vienna especially, they took over quarters of, they needed quarters for their officers. And in one case, an officer, apparently he was from the rural area in Russia, took over this fancy apartment in Vienna. And his wife was apparently pretty stupid or incompetent, and she bought a fish and decided to wash it in the toilet, and she didn't know what the toilet was for. So she pulled the chain, and of course the fish went down the toilet drain. So she goes to the concierge of the building and demands that he return her fish. And he asked her what happened, and she said, "Well, she cleaned it in this bowl and pulled the chain, and it disappeared." Well, he told her, Savarich, I think that's what he said, excuse me, that you use the toilet and your fish is in the Danube, and if you want it, you're going to have to go to the Danube and try to fish it out. And she didn't, of course, I don't think she was sent to the gulag. I'm still having a minor problem with my computer here. I think it's the cable. We're going to have to replace it. Anyway, that's what happened. Also today, Reagan was shot in Washington. And by John Hinckley, really some weird people around here. And Reagan barely survived. There's some controversy over whether this whole thing was an attempted assassination to get rid of him. And also today, this is of interest to women. Amelia Earhart was the first woman to fly solo across the Atlantic. This happened in 1932. Now, there's some new information coming out about her when she tried to fly across the Pacific. And they never found out what happened to her. She disappeared on that flight. Excuse me, I still have this cold. And it's thought, some people speculate, that she was spying on the Japanese fortifications in the Pacific, because it was pretty apparent with people like General Billy Mitchell that we were going to have a war with Japan sooner or later because of Japan's aggressive, intense tensions in the Pacific. And they always considered the Pacific their lake. And it's believed that her and her male pilot, I forgot his name, crash-landed off of an island occupied by the Japanese, and that they imprisoned her, and that she died during the war, and her remains have never been found, nor that of her pilot. FDR ordered a Navy ship out there to search the ocean, but they could find no trace of the plane nor of her. Now, also today, this ties in with the Tea Party and the political protests that are going around the country and that are growing. In 1870, Texas became the last Confederate state to be readmitted into the Union. Now, because of all these problems on the border down there, and also because a lot of people are citizens and politicians and state officials see the federal government under the Obama administration as usurping power reserved to the states, and so there's talk of secession and calling a constitutional convention. That's going to be harder, because in order to get a constitutional amendment into the Constitution, or to get rid of one like they did with the Volstead Act in 1932-33, FDR's administration, you have to have two-thirds of the state have to agree to meet and work it out, and it's very difficult even today with all of our communications, the internet, and communications as they are, and of course their vested interests, who seem to want to consolidate power, more power in Washington. And so that's one of the controversy. It'll be interesting to see what happened. Also, today, Alaska was purchased, and this has a San Francisco connection that Richard Badisco, the famous Badisco family, one of his relatives, his ancestors, D. Badisco, was part of the negotiations to buy what was called at the time Seward's Icebox, and it turned out to be one of the best acquisitions of land by the United States. It's one of the high points of the Johnson administration, for Andrew Johnson, the successor to Abraham Lincoln. And Seward was shot by John Wilkes Booth, but he survived, and thank God he did, because I think we spent $10 million, and we didn't realize at the time that Alaska had a lot of resources, that especially the pipeline and all the oil. And of course, Palin is right. Some people think that she should run for office so she gets some federal seasoning, and then she'll have more credibility. But I guess that's up to her. Let's see what she does. Excuse me. Now, our topic today was to be about the 15th anniversary of the illegal removal of an 18-year-old sailor from the brig on the USS Carl Vinson. He was accused of murdering an Argentine citizen who was connected to the San Francisco prosecutor through HUD, millions of dollars of HUD funds and a lot of public corruption. And he's still in state prison, and it's costing the state, it's costing the American taxpayers $15 million to date. That's the estimate. $10 million went for a building, which is on our website. Go to YouTube, Amicus Veritas, AmicusVeritas. We just put up a new video today on the Donna Dima Cameron House, which is a Presbyterian shelter that goes back nearly 100 years in San Francisco. It was set up in Chinatown in San Francisco to help protect Chinese girls who were coming in here into the States, into California, and they were sold into what is called yellow slavery or prostitution in Chinatown and in San Francisco. And the Donna Dina Cameron House was set up to shelter these girls. Well, 40 years later, a Presbyterian minister, it was a Presbyterian shelter, named Wickman, Reverend Wickman, Dick Wickman, there's no pun intended, took over the place, and they started to shelter Chinese Asian boys. However, this guy, the Reverend, was a pedophile, and every night he would molest one of the boys, telling him, "You're going to sleep with me." Well, he also had a cabin in Muir Woods, which is in Marin County, very fancy resort area, a retreat area for people who can afford it and organizations that can afford it. Also, we have the Bohemian Grove over there where the elite of the world meet during the summertime, and they have all of them have various cottages, and all kinds of weird things go on over there, according to its critics. But anyway, the Reverend Wickman would molest a boy every night, or boys. And the counselors knew about this. They either told the Presbyterian authorities in San Francisco, or they ignored it, or they told the authorities, and the authorities didn't believe it. That does happen. However, because of all of the media criticism of the Roman Catholic Church, and a lot of it's deserved, because I know as a Catholic and as a graduate of a Catholic boarding school, that these things did go on. They were dealt with in the 50s and 60s. We don't know what happened to the priests and the brothers who molested both boys and girls. They were sent away as soon as it was found out. However, the Catholic Church, even though it's the biggest in the world, is not the only organization which has these pedophile problems. According to the Christian Science Monitor, all the American churches have some child sex abuse cases connected to them. And also, there are insurance companies. According to the statistics, there are about 260 complaints involving Protestant clergy. That's not Roman Catholic clergy. And these go into the millions of dollars. We have in San Francisco a black politician, a black preacher named Reverend Amos Brown. He has $250,000 in judgment against him and his Third Baptist Church, where they molested girls. And then he has a shelter
for Ethiopian boys, and there were questions about were these boys molested. That there's still questions about that. Apparently, these things are covered up in the media, and of course it's easy to pick on the Catholic Church because they have the clergy around the country and around the world have ignored a lot of these problems, and of course it's blown up in Ireland. And it's not only the priests, it's the nuns, too. There was a group of nuns called the Magdalens, and they were a bunch of, apparently, a lot of lesbians, and they abused girls for many decades. And the because of the unique relationship at the time of the Irish Catholic, Roman Catholic Church and hierarchy to the Irish government, that is the Republic, not Northern Ireland, which was controlled by the British, they ignored these problems, and now they're paying the piper, and a lot of these guys should resign and go into a monastery. I don't know why that cardinal doesn't do that, and it would give the church some credibility and say they're really serious about dealing with this problem and getting rid of it once and for all, or minimizing it. But all the religions, we have one thing that's not brought up about John Walker Lind was that when he got involved with the Islamic groups over here in Marin County, that according to Newsweek magazine, he was molested or seduced by one of the people connected to that church or that mosque. And this goes on, incidentally, in the madrasas that the boys, the New York Times had an article about the boys in the madrasas in Afghanistan, which were into this thing. There's a large amount of hypocrisy among the Islamic people. They're not supposed to have relationships with girls, so what do pubescent boys do? And this is around the world. They get involved, and some people dismiss it or say, hey, it's boys will be boys, and, you know, they'll grow out of it or whatever. But these things do happen. They happen in the Boy Scouts. They happen in all male or same-sex situations. They happen in the military. These things happen. And so the question is, what do you do with it when it crosses the line, when adults are involved and they take advantage of their influential position to influence or seduce or intimidate these boys? And that goes on, and that's got to stop. There's the big myth that only women get raped. You know, this is one of the political fictions. It's not true. There are more and more, especially veterans are coming forward, going asking for psychological counseling and services on the Veterans Administration, and some of these fellows now are middle age or senior citizens saying, hey, I was molested when I was drafted into the Army during the Korean War, the Vietnam War. There are a few cases from World War II. So these things do happen. This is one of the reasons why there's opposition to open homosexuality and open lesbianism in the federal military. One of the reasons, to get back to the Catholic Church, one of the reasons that the media who are pro-homosexual and pro-lesbian are jumping on the Catholic Church, and again, some of this has been invited because they failed to deal with the problem, is that the Catholic Church, on the other hand, opposes gay, lesbian marriage and homosexual lesbian adoption of children. And coming from a boarding school where we had this problem, we did have lesbian nuns. I realize it today, and I know of situations where lesbian foster mothers had boy children whom they abused, not sexually, but physically abused. So this is one of the reasons why the Catholic Church, if they allow the Catholic Social Services to engage in these adoptions, the Catholic Church will be liable if something happens to that adoptee. So that's one of the reasons. It's also economic, and for good reason. The psychological damage to these children is immeasurable, and it's something that we need to be very careful about. And all these adoptions, especially in groups like we hear problems with Big Sisters, the Girl Scouts, Big Brothers, and people are very liberal. And also now we're hearing more and more problems about the Boy Scouts. Now, I was told by a scoutmaster that the Boy Scouts keep a computer database on suspected predators and predators, and that database is in Texas. And when somebody comes to join, want to become a scoutmaster, they run a background check on the fellow, as they should. And this way they've kept out potential sexual predators, and they've protected themselves from liability. By the next show, I hope April 1st, we're going to our topic is going to be having the American people been fooled. I think it was P.T. Barnum who said that a sucker is born every minute, and it looks like we've had quite a few here in the States. We should know better with our educational system. So I hope to have this problem corrected. I'm sorry for the delay and the technical problems. I thought I had it resolved. We spent a lot of money on this new computer. But I want to thank you for bearing with, and also this we keep all of the past shows archived so you can download them at your leisure. So again, go to our YouTube website, video website, AMICUSVERITAS, and also our web page. You can access it easy because it would take you about 4 hours to go through everything we put up there over the last 10 years. Go to verzola.com, VERZOLA.com. Again, I'm sorry for the technical problem we had, but I did my best to get us on the air, and I'm going to bring the computer in tomorrow to have them check and see what the problem is, why we had this sudden breakdown. But don't give up, and we're going to end. I still have this cold, so we're going to end with our favorite tune.
What do you say, Ben? Want a hand?
No, you guys go ahead. I got too much on my mind to play poker.
King bet.
Cost you $5. Tony, up to you.
Hey, Tony, what are you going to do?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Me too. Gentlemen, here we are, and one thing is clear. We gotta pick a candidate for Congress this year. Big ace.
Ace bet.
You'll pay through the nose.
Yes, folks, you're going to have to pick candidates this November, and hopefully you'll pick good ones to replace those people in Congress so we don't pay through the nose. This is Peter Paul Brizola. Thank you for bearing with, and we'll see you on April 1st, and go to our video website. Thank you, and good night.